This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, June 17th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for the Wall Street Journal. It can be hard to know what's real on the internet and what's not, but a team of researchers says it's developed a technique to determine whether an image is a deepfake, a sophisticated image or video generated by artificial intelligence. Coming up, our deputy editor of WSJ Pro AI, John McCormick, will join us to explain how it works and how it could help combat the spread of deepfakes online. That's after these headlines. President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin met yesterday to discuss a range of issues dividing their two countries. One particularly fraught topic they covered, cyber attacks. The U.S. has seen a surge in alleged cyber attacks from hackers based in Russia in recent months. At a press conference after their meeting, Biden said he gave Putin a list of critical infrastructure that should be off limits to cyber attacks, and he said the U.S. would defend itself.
I pointed out to him we have significant cyber capability. And he knows it. He doesn't know exactly what it is, but it's significant. And if, in fact, they violate these basic norms, we will respond.
In a separate news conference, Putin denied that Moscow was involved in any cyber sabotage. And he said that he and Biden had agreed to begin consultations on cybersecurity. General Motors is the latest automaker to accelerate its transition to electric vehicles. GM said yesterday that it's raising its investment in EVs and autonomous vehicles by about 30% to $35 billion between now and 2025. It's a second such boost in recent months. Some of that money will go toward plans to build two more battery factories in the U.S. CEO Mary Barra said GM is moving faster because the company sees momentum building for electric vehicle adoption in the U.S. And Alibaba customer data was leaked during a long-running web scraping incident. A Chinese software developer trawled Alibaba's Taobao shopping website for 8 months. And according to a court document, he was able to collect more than 1.1 billion pieces of user information, like user IDs, phone numbers, and customer comments, before Alibaba noticed the scraping. The news comes as Chinese tech companies, including Alibaba, have been under greater scrutiny from regulators since late last year, and as lawmakers have been pushing for more oversight to better protect personal data. A spokesman for Alibaba said the company proactively discovered and addressed the incident, and that it was working with law enforcement to protect its users. All right, up next, researchers say they've figured out how to detect deepfake images. What they came up with after the break.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
A team of computer scientists at Facebook and Michigan State University say they've come up with a way to help identify deepfake images. Their findings could help reduce the spread of deepfakes online. And so for more on this, I'm joined by John McCormick. He's our deputy editor of WSJ Pro Artificial Intelligence. Hey, John, thanks for joining me.
It's great to be here.
So before we get into the story, I'm hoping you can give us a primer on deepfakes. What are these things and how have we seen them used?
Yeah, deepfakes are images or videos that have been manipulated using sophisticated machine learning or AI algorithms that make it almost impossible to tell if an image or a video is real or faked. The technology can show people saying or doing different things that they've never said, and it can be used to create realistic images of people that don't exist. A couple of examples, over the holidays, the Christmas, New Year's holiday, there was a deep fake of the Queen of England dancing around. There was also last summer a deep fake of Richard Nixon back in 1969 giving a speech about the Apollo mission as if it had failed. I believe that was created by NASA really just to show the power of deep fakes. But there are a couple of deep fakes that are out there that people have seen. And it's really getting interesting because these deep fakes just keep on getting better and better.
And just how big a problem are these deepfakes?
The FBI in March issued a warning that malicious actors, as they called it, would certainly almost leverage what they call synthetic content, which is deepfake images or videos or audios, for bad influence or for foreign influence. And part of the problem is that deepfakes are getting so good that you can have a politician or a regulator basically doing a video, a deepfake video, pronouncing some new regulation or some new safety issue, and that gets to be an issue that gets to be bad for the public.
So it sounds like some really clear and present danger here. So let's talk about these researchers and potentially some solutions. What has this team at Facebook and Michigan State come up with exactly?
Yeah, so just to back up a little bit. So there have been deep fake detection tools out there by some software vendors such as Microsoft, and some other companies have deep fake detection tools. So these tools basically take a look at an image or a video, and they could pick out different things such as, you know, the grayscale of a particular image to say that, you know, it's not really quite right. But what the researchers at Facebook and Michigan State wanted to do was not just detect these deep fakes, but oftentimes a bad actor won't produce just one deepfake. They'll produce a series of deepfakes in some sort of a coordinated attack. So what they wanted to do was create a system to pick up these coordinated attacks and sort of pinpoint the source. And if you know the source, you can set up a filter to sort of defend against the source. And the technique that they came up with is that deepfakes are created by AI models or AI programs, and these programs are created with a very sophisticated form of artificial intelligence called a neural net. And a neural net is sort of like artificial neurons, sort of like the way the human brain works, and they're very sophisticated, and they have multiple layers, and the different layers can do different functions. But bad actors will often try to tweak these neural networks to make them a little bit more powerful, because obviously the more powerful the architecture that you're using to create a deep fake, the more realistic the deep fake can be. But what the researchers thought and what they proved is that these neural networks, or the models created by these neural networks, actually leave a fingerprint on the image. And it could be a small patch repeating pixels or a slight imperfection around an edge, or it could be pick up something that probably wouldn't be visible to the human eye. And obviously, if it's coming in from a lot of different deepfakes, very, very hard to detect.
Got it. So their system not only detects the deepfakes, but kind of susses out whether different deepfakes came from the same source. How could we see this work actually implemented in the fight against deepfakes?
Yeah, so again, if you know where the attack is coming from, you can set up a filter. So a social media company or a content provider, you know, they have defenses set up, but they could set up these filters. So if they know a particular deepfake is coming from this particular source, they can pick that up and stop the deepfake maybe from coming in. Or maybe if it comes in and it can be picked up right away, the deepfake's not going to have a chance to go viral, hopefully, because you can either stop it from coming in, or once it comes in, you can take it down before there's any viral effect.
So it sounds like this is a pretty significant step forward in terms of the solutions and the detection methods that are out there thus far.
Yes. Yeah, it's. I think it's unusual. The researchers don't believe that there's anything like this. There have been other attempts. With these models, there are known models. People have done detective work and said that this particular model is creating this particular deepfake, and they've set up systems to sort of pick that up. But what the researchers have done is create this system. So even if a deepfake and the model and the neural network that created it had never been seen before as coming in as a deepfake, this would be another technique that you can use to really get back to the source and create stronger defenses.
And, you know, John, I can imagine that this is an issue that takes on a particular resonance, especially when we think about the last year that we've just spent, you know, very online, and a future that looks like it's going to include a lot of the same.
Yeah. So one of the things with deepfakes that we sort of have to watch is here in the United States, obviously there's laws and there's regulations and there's good investigative techniques and everybody's trying to keep everybody on the up and up. But that's not true for, you know, some foreign governments or, you know, obviously cyber criminals or whatnot that are out there. So you really have to watch that, you know, a country with bad intent against the United States isn't using this technology to really influence public safety by creating deepfakes with a message that might not be good for the public.
All right. Our deputy editor of WSJ Pro AI, John McCormick. Thanks, John.
Thanks for having me.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.